Enjoying a full breakfast this morning, I see.
The young hare dipped his spoon into an outsized bowl of oatmeal.
I should jolly well say so, and I ain't sharing it with any varmin, sir. I say, those rotters don't seem to have shown up this morning, what?
Malbon chuckled.
No, perhaps you scared them off altogether after the brave show you put up yesterday.
Skerrim made an elegant leg and allowed her a slight bow.
Only doing my duty, ma'am. Far too modest to mention it. Though, if they have turned tail, one would have thought the blighters had let us know. It ain't much fun standing atop of a belly wall for a couple of days, what?
Patting Skerrim's paw sympathetically, the abbot replied,
You're right, of course. Mayhap you'd be better off inside the abbey looking after the dibbons. They'd get a bit restless after a few days indoors.
Skerrim shot to attention, his eyes roving theatrically over the woodlands, as if expecting immediate attack.
What? And leave the little ones unprotected? Not I, sir. Never can tell. The flipping bounders might be sneaking up on us even as I speak. I'll hold my post if you don't mind. Faithful unto death and true blue, that's me, sir.
Triss was sitting within earshot of Skerrim, taking breakfast with her friends. Sagax laughed.
Listen to him, the rogue. He could talk his way out of a beehive with that silver tongue of his.
Kruver remarked dryly.
Aye, after he'd eaten the honey.
The squiddle maid chided them.
I think you two are being unfair to Skerrim. He's very brave and dependable. I've grown to like him a lot since we met.
Shog put aside his empty bowl.
Well, that's nice of you, Trissy. Perhaps you'd like to go and mind the Debbins. It'd save the Father Abbot having to ask Skerrim again.
Triss murmured as she applied herself to the oatmeal.
There is such a thing as stretching friendship too far, you know.
Skerrim had not heard the conversation, but he sniffed haughtily at the sound of their laughter.
Glad there's some chaps enjoying themselves, stuck up here on a drizzly morning, what?
Over at the south wall top, Mochug and Criculus took their blankets from the abbot and made a small tent by draping them across the battlements. Mochug and Criculus heard the laughter of Triss and the others. The golden hamster remarked to the abbot,
Good to see they're keeping in happy spirits, Father. I likes to see that. Young Triss there, she told me she was a slave at Riftguard since she was a babe. Nice to know a pretty maid like her can come through it all and still smile.
The abbot watched Triss bantering and joking with her friends.
Yes, there's a lot more to that young squirrel than any of us realise. See how she carries the sword of Martin the Warrior, as though it were part of her. I think that our Triss will leave her mark upon Redwall Abbey, one way or another.
Criculus paused over his bowl of oatmeal.
I'll second that, friend. That young'un looks bound for greatness.